Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. And folks, we are two more sleeps from being a week away from week one of the high school football season. And by nature of that, we continue on with our previews of metro and area teams. And I'm pleased now to say that we're joined by Janesville High School football coach Dale Eastman. Coach, how you doing today? Thanks for being here.
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, looking forward to talking Wildcat football like usual with you. So let's just start with, okay, the off season. Always important when it comes to building a strong team. So whether it's weightlifting or maybe some camps that your guys got to, what can you tell us about what you guys got done at Janesville in the off season?
Well, you know, we hit the weights pretty hard starting clear back in November once our season got done. Had some guys buy into the weight room right away and got after it. And then we did have a couple guys go to some spring camps. And, you know, once June 1st hit, then we were able to have some contact schools out. So we started our five-on-fives all summer long, going 4 days a week with that. And then and we took 26 guys to a team camp down at Central College the middle part of July, right before Dead Week. So got a lot of work in, had a lot of boys excited about football, which is kind of rare when you're coming off a 2-7 season.
Yeah.
To have guys excited. But seemed like nobody wanted to have a replay of that. So always makes a coach feel good.
Yeah, it certainly does seem like that. That's really exciting, really encouraging to hear about your team. And, you know, talking to coaches that are playing 11-man football, they say that, hey, yeah, pads aren't on, but there's a lot that you can take away from the 7-on-7s. And like you mentioned, for 8-man, doing 5-on-5, what can you tell us in terms of the evaluation of your football team coming off the season that you did? Like you mentioned, what were your takeaways from those 5-on-5s this summer?
You know, it gives you an opportunity to look at the kids coming in, who wants to play, who doesn't want to play. You know, it advances the first week of practice and are my thoughts. You know, I mean, we're not explaining things to guys. You know, we come in, already have some knowledge of the offense and how we're going to do things, have knowledge of the defense of how we're going to do things. Yeah, like other coaches have said, there's no pads or anything, but there's little things that you can do. You can make routes crisp. You can let the guys understand where we're playing in man and in zone defenses and those kind of things. So, you know, it all works hand in hand. You try to get as many numbers there as you can, and every day that somebody's there, somebody's getting better.
When it comes to 8-player football, a big part of that, or Class A, or 1A for that matter, Coach Eastman, is about the roster numbers. So what can you tell us about your roster numbers?
Well, we were really looking forward to having middle 30s at the beginning, which would have been outstanding. By far would have been my biggest team in 12 seasons. But you know, as things have progressed here the last couple of weeks, we've had a few guys that decided they didn't want to play football anymore. So we're down to 28. 28 still a good number. Mm-hmm. If I had 28 healthy bodies, you know how it goes as you get into hitting with pads and conditioning and all that stuff. You've got some injuries to deal with. So really not sure how many are going to practice tonight. Maybe 22 out of 28 guys will be dressed for practice tonight, which makes things a little tough, but there's teams out there doing it with 12, so we're not going to complain about 22. We're going to go out there, and we're going to work hard and bring some intensity and emotion, some energy, and make ourselves better.
Sounds great. Janesville High School football coach Dale Eastman, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company. And, Coach, you mentioned the pads coming on, and like any team anywhere else, guys getting dinged up a little bit. But what would you tell us in terms of that transition of preseason practices when you go from not having the fully padded practices to having them? What's become kind of the points of emphasis in particular with this team, the things that you and your staff are looking to get done here before you kick it off next Friday night?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is, and a lot of it does come down to numbers, like we were just discussing. You know, we've got, you know, if you have quote-unquote ones in 8-man football or 8-player football, they're going to be matched up against some smaller sized freshmen, some smaller sized sophomores, and so you try to keep those younger guys as safe as you can when you're running pads, but you also can't hold your ones back either. So sometimes you get a quick whistle. You want to keep everybody safe. You're obviously looking at your guys when they're running tackling drills, making sure they keep their heads up. We want to make sure we're icing any injuries, reporting any injuries. We've got to take care of that stuff early and often because that stuff's going to linger as the season goes on. And one little bruise today might be something really big here in a couple weeks. So those are the kind of things that I look at. You know, we'll continue to drill our fundamentals into it. You know, now you got pads on, so long snapping on a punt's a little bit different. Catching a punt is different. You're always using your hands, but seeing through a face mask is a little bit different than what you see all summer long. Mm-hmm. So there's some changes that go with it, but it all should, when it's all said and done, football is football. We're still getting ready to get after it and get going.
When it comes to this season, you mentioned, Coach, coming off of a 2-7 record a season ago, that it sure seems like your guys are motivated, and that's awesome to hear. But maybe when you dig in a little bit on the details of things, what's most important for this team to have taken from last season in your mind's eye and move forward with into this one?
You know, if you look at last season, which I don't like to dwell on, but we were injured and we were young. So you eliminate those two things, I think we have a chance to have a pretty decently successful season. You never know what you're going to get on a Friday night. You're dealing with high school kids, but we are still quote unquote young. We only have two seniors on the club this season, so that makes it things a challenge. But then you also have a lot of sophomores who did play last year, who did take those lumps as sophomores playing varsity football, and I think that's where the hunger lies, is that that class knows that they can be successful, and they're taking this on. Two of those juniors were voted captains. So that gives you what kind of role players they are, what kind of leadership they've done in the offseason, getting ready to go. And it just nobody wants to lose. And losing sucks. Winning is so much more fun. I'd rather, I hate losing more than I like winning. And it's great that we have some of these kids, the coaching staff, that have bought into that and really putting the nose of the grindstone, working hard, making ourselves better, and looking forward to this 23 season.
Well, in the little bit of time we have left here, Coach Eastman, let's dig in a little bit on this team, and let's start in the trenches. I mean, as cliche as it may seem to people, I mean, we all know that's where the game's won and lost. Doesn't matter if it's 8-player or 11-man. What can you tell us about your team on the offensive and defensive lines?
You know, up front, we're going to be more experienced. We bring back a couple of good kids. We're trying to break in a new center. A kid who's never played center before is either one. We've got two guys kind of in the mix right now. We're not really sure what we're going to do there. Our two guards are both coming back. They both played a lot of football last year. Cole Hahn, I think he was all district last year, and Blake Porter was all district last year. Those are my two guards. They're gonna step up. Then our tight end's a big kid, Logan Lashbrook. He's a sophomore, but he's solid. He played a lot last year as a freshman. He's going to do some good things. And then on the other side, you got Gabe Meany and Trevor Forey, Daniel Britt, Jaden Butler. Those guys are going to step in, do a good job. You know, you flip it over to the defensive side, you've already hit on it. You know, we're playing 8-player football, so a lot of the same exact names that are going to do that. We got to be able to control the gaps on defense. We got to not let teams run on us. If they're throwing the ball against us, we have to get pressure up front to really help out the backside in coverage. So, a lot's going to weigh on Cole Hahn, Logan Lashbrook, Gabe Meany, Blake Porter, Jaden Butler. Those same guys that are blocking up front are going to have to get after it on the defensive side too.
Hey, how about your skill positions? Everybody likes to talk about those: quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and fullback. Who's in the mix, and how does that translate into what the offense may look like, Coach Eastman?
You know, everything's a change. We're breaking in a new quarterback. We've had some really good ones over the past few years, and now we're teaching a kid who's never played quarterback before. I don't think even when he was playing YSF, he didn't play quarterback. He's learning. We have another kid who's played quarterback since his YSF days. He's really stepped up, done a good job, Dawson Graham and Dean Outbees, who we're breaking in. Dawson Graham have stepped up, done a really good job. Both of them can play quarterback. Both of them can play running back. And we'll just see what gives us the best option of winning on a Friday night. Just because Dane plays it the first series, it might be Dawson the second series, or vice versa, or it might be Dawson's game all night on a Friday night. Who knows? You know, maybe Dane's carrying the ball well, or you know, Talon Pletz is going to get a lot of looks. I mentioned Daniel Britt already. He's going to be in there. I know I'm going to miss somebody's name, and I'm going to catch havoc for it when I get out of here. But, you know, we've got a lot of good kids. We've got some good athletes. You know, I think we're deep enough to make some good runs. We have to stay healthy with those kids and then go from there. You know, we have size. You know, I mentioned Logan Lastbrook at tight end. You know, he's 6'4", 225. Gabe Meany's 6'7", 215. Those are some big dudes on any field, let alone on an eight-man field. So I think we'll have a little bit of advantage in size when it comes to reach blocking and making some plays.
And finally, Coach Eastman, you open it up at home next Friday against Northwood Kensett. What can you tell us about that matchup?
Well, I can tell you that they're coming off a struggle season last year as well. They brought in a new coach last year, and they changed up pretty much everything that they've ever done for the last 30-plus years when Coach Captini retired. So they threw the ball all over the place last year. We're expecting them to throw the ball all over the place. If you check their roster, their starting quarterback moved from quarterback to tight end. You know, I just said that we had some size. They got a couple guys that are 6'5", 6'6", 220, 230 pounds as well. So their quarterback that they have listed is 6'3", 180, which is comparable to what we have at quarterback. And, you know, I'm looking for a good physical football game. Northwood's always been well-coached. Fully expect them to be well-coached again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to a good battle on a Friday night. You know, we're going to scrimmage Bosco this Friday night, so we'll get some film of ourselves playing against somebody other than the black and gold, and we'll be able to hopefully fix some mistakes in the prep week before we get to Northwood, and we're looking forward to a good football game.
Coach, I love everything I hear. Best of luck, best of health to your Janesville Wildcats this season. We'll be following along, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show at some point during the season, okay?
Hey, that sounds great. Thanks for having me today, and look forward to having you guys having me back on. And hopefully we're about, I don't know, 5-6, 7-0 when you're ready to talk to me again.
So. That's the plan, Coach Eastman.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Cole. Have a good one.